Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, it's Dave Player back with you here on 720 WGN. So Easter is a week away. It's the biggest time of year for one small business, and that's Anderson's Candy online and in Richmond and Barrington, Illinois. Leif Anderson and daughter Katie join us tonight. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hi, Dave. Really good. Ooh. Thanks for having us.
No contractions or anything yet?
Not yet.
She's due. Katie is due on Monday, and congratulations. I know it's a kind of a nerve-wracking time to go into a hospital and do all this stuff, but you know, thoughts and prayers are going to be with you. All is going to be well.
Thank you very much, Dave. I've been joking that I'm been thankful to have the business to worry about, because
a good distraction.
It's a good distraction, yeah, from being worried about being pregnant during a pandemic.
That's so true. That's absolutely true. Boo!
But I have to talk to her about her timing, because her first child was born during the middle of fair season, and now this is during the middle of Easter and the
pandemic.
Know,
Dad has complained to me about this before, Katie. I know your timing is impeccable here. This is going to be the time for baby making, though, I think. This now, right? I mean, this is, right? It's either going to be divorce rates up or babies.
Now, yep.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, you both, like many small businesses, have had to figure out a whole new way to run your business in a crisis like this, right, Leif?
Yes, we have. And it isn't the first time. As I was thinking about this over the last couple of days, you know, we started the business in 1919 in the recession following the flu pandemic, and moved out to Richmond in 26, and then were met by the Depression. And we had to adapt during the Depression by my grandfather driving all of his product back into Chicago, into the neighborhoods he used to be in, and because there was nobody with the money or the time or the thought to even come out to Richmond back then. And it's continued like that. The recession in 1982 saw us bring back mail order after we had left it go because we had gotten so busy, but that recession knocked things down so far that we brought back mail order, and thank goodness we did, because it's helping right now.
It's absolutely the way to do business. I mean, especially as Katie we had an email exchange or text exchange about the fact that you've really had to change the way you do things. What used to be a piece of your business and a healthy piece of your business is now the chunk of what you're doing right now, and that's the mail order. And you've got a lot of loyal fans at Anderson's Candy out there, so they're all ordering from you and getting their treats sent to you. But that just changes the way things run in the shop.
Completely, oh, completely, Dave. We're sort of set up and have 100 years of experience of serving customers at the counter, where they pick out their candy and, you know, and then they leave.
Right.
and they can see real time what stock we have in front of us. And also we have all of these records to go on of how much to make. And now we're in a complete, it's like year one all over again.
Yeah.
And we're not serving those people face to face. Now 90% of our business the last 2 weeks has been mail orders. And that is something that we, until 2 weeks ago, definitely were not set up to handle. And we've had to do a lot of, we have amazing staff, the very few people who we do have with us right now, as we're, you know, following safety and standards and regulations with distancing and everything. But to completely change and set up, and instead of giving people their marshmallow eggs and chocolate bunnies in a bag and walking out the door, now we're emailing back and forth. We need packing peanuts, boxes, we're shipping everything, and we've had to just totally completely change the way our business runs.
It was different, though. I'll be honest with you, I probably spent more online than I would have in the store, because then I have a little time. I'm sitting down. I'm in, you know, my boxers and a T-shirt, looking at all the chocolate. Oh, they've got this. Oh, you know what? That looks good right about now.
Well, thank you very much, Dave.
But what I've noticed is, you know, I don't know. I've lost weight, you know, being at home, because I'm maybe eating a little better, maybe not eating as much. So my cravings are getting a little bit more. So that's what's important right now. Is that's why the order got kicked up. But I know this week you're taking, you know, this weekend, you got to catch up a little bit. AndersonsCandy.com will be reopened.
AndersonsCandyShop.com.
I've read the commercials 900 times. it's going to be back up on Monday.
Yes, customers right now can still go to the website. They can still browse our entire selection. They can even pick out products and load them into their cart. But they won't be able to finalize that transaction until Monday because we are, again, short-staffed, trying to follow, you know, follow regulations.
Yeah.
And we, because of that and because of all the orders we've had come in online this week, we need to take the weekend to assess what stock we do have and see what we can commit for next week. So the good news is we will have candy next week. We will be able to ship and do pickup orders over the weekend, but it's going to be, we needed about 24 hours or so to really analyze what we have stock-wise and what we can commit to, because what we don't want to do is commit to somebody their favorite marshmallow egg or cream egg and be out of it and then disappoint them after they've finished that transaction.
So have you noticed, like, has the product shifted a little bit? Like, do you notice something different that's really selling high that wasn't selling when just the stores were open and people were ordering online just a little bit? Like, you know, something really that's, wow, look at, we're making more of these than we ever have.
The dark chocolate in
really?
General.
Wow.
And
it's
I think it's because everything on the internet has a little toggle switch down where you can really customize. You can choose, do I want milk, dark or white chocolate? Do I want, and I think that is part of it. Yeah.
Gotcha. I've only got a couple minutes here, but, you know, 100 years in the making, if you drive by the store, because you can still do that, even if you want to just drive by and have a little wave, there's a tree in front that has a great story leaf, and I always love that you share this around the Easter time. Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. And if you go online and look at the rabbits that are available there or come in the store and happen to see them, when that tree in front had to be cut down, it was a 100-and-some-year-old tree, and it was threatening the highway. And we asked our customers what we should, because we wanted to save about 10 or 12 feet of it, and have it carved into something meaningful. And our customers overwhelmingly said, make it look like one of your chocolate bunnies. And you'll be able to look at the tree and then look at our selection of bunnies, and you'll be able to tell which one he chose.
Gotcha.
To model it after. It's that obvious. Yeah.
That's cool. That's very cool.
I do want to make sure to extend, provided we're allowed to move by June. The last weekend in June is our annual customer appreciation party, and everybody that's listening is invited. It's on our North Lawn in Richmond, and it's Saturday and Sunday, the last Saturday and Sunday in June every year, and there's live music, games, prizes, historical displays, everything we'd love to see out there.
It is always fun. It's one of my highlights of the year, and I hope we're in a much better place by the end of June, and baseball's playing, and we're out heading up to the lake. So hopefully things are moving along by then. But great Easter treats always. These little Rice Krispie little nests with the jelly beans and stuff I cannot wait to get sometime next week. But please, Anderson's CandyShop.com. Check out their Facebook page for the latest as well. And, of course, their stores are in Richmond and Barrington. You guys are the best. Mm-hmm. Please be well. And, again, you guys can order online starting again on Monday.
And you can call on the phone, too, and order. And we can,
our 8888 number, which is on our website, and we'll evaluate your orders on a case-by-case basis over the weekend as well.
Sounds great.
So.
Happy Easter, guys.
All right.
Happy Easter,
Katie.
Day.
Good luck to you. I'll be following you on Facebook, right, too, to make sure that baby is safe and fabulous and comes out soon.
Yes, thank you.
All right.
Pray for a speedy delivery.
Yes, I bet.
Thank you.
See you later, guys. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.